On November 2nd, Josh Barro wrote a column in the New York Times presenting details from some Republican candidates' tax proposals. Going beyond sound bites, Barro does readers a service by delving into some of the details. The tax plans I want to highlight are those of Dr. Ben Carson and Senator Ted Cruz. Dr. Carson was asked about his plan at the recent Republican debate. He denied he was promising a 10% tax rate to replace the income tax we have now. He said he was merely illustrating the tithing principle from the Bible. He stated his rate would be closer to 15%. He then made the startling comment that if you were to tax gross domestic product at 15%, you would raise a great deal of revenue. That is true. The GDP is over $18 trillion. 15% of that is $2.7 trillion. This year, the federal government is projected to take in over $3 trillion from the individual income tax, which means that the Carson plan would only be about 10% short of the goal of being revenue neutral. So Dr. Carson has hit on a magic bullet, right? Not so fast. First of all, not the entire GDP is subject to tax. If we're talking about an income tax, you have to measure income, not GDP. GDP includes everything produced, even products that do not generate business income, such as the nonprofit and government sectors. If we're talking about a new income tax, the appropriate number to look at is personal income. This is close to $15 trillion. If it were subject to Dr. Carson's tax, it would raise only $2.25 trillion, not $2.7. To collect all of that, however, many low-income taxpayers would see themselves paying much more in taxes, even as taxpayers currently taxed at 28, 33, 35, and 39.6% would see dramatic tax cuts. For example, right now married couples filing jointly do not pay taxes on Social Security benefits unless their income exceeds $32,000. If Dr. Carson's proposal were to eliminate this tax-free aspect of Social Security, that would amount to a 15% cut in Social Security benefits for the lowest income recipients. Similarly, right now married taxpayers pay no income tax on their first $16,000. If Dr. Carson's plan were to eliminate that deduction, all low-income taxpayers currently paying 10% to the IRS will experience a dramatic increase in their taxes, a minimum of $4,200 a year on the previously untaxed income, plus all of their income now subject to the 10% rate would be taxed at the higher 15% rate. Let's turn to Senator Ted Cruz. He actually has a 10% income tax plan, and he plans to fill the revenue gap with what he calls a business flat tax of 16%. Most people hearing that term would think this is a tax on business income, an alternative to the corporation income tax. Actually, this is a tax on business revenue, where the only deduction is the cost of physical inputs. In Europe, this tax is known as a value-added tax. A business could be making a loss and still owe VAT so long as the cost of raw materials used in production is lower than revenue. As with every other kind of tax on output, sales taxes, for example, businesses pass the cost of this tax to their customers via higher prices. So yes, under a President Cruz, one's individual income tax payments would go down, except for those who already pay no income tax now, but the price of everything one buys will go up, perhaps as much as 16%. Beware tax plans until you read the fine print. They are very generous to high-income people, but serious punishment for the rest of us.